Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. You already know we got a banger of an episode today, man. You already know, but before we get into the episode, hit that subscribe button below, man. We are on the run to 200. You already know you need that done ASAP, like yesterday, man. Hit that like button, comment, boost the engagement. Keep on tuning in with the Instagram page. We love the engagement over there. We appreciate everybody for getting us to 400. Appreciate that. 500 on the way. Make sure you keep tuning in with the merch. FreeSauceShop.com. Everything quick, easy. We'll pull up if you're on campus. We'll drop it off same day. No delivery for you, none of that. Great material, cheap shit. Check in for real. I think that's it, man. Without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and get to the episode. You're going to introduce yourself, man.
Go, my name D1 Bucks, the one and only. You feel me? Bloom to normal finest. Shit, I'm just here to get y'all a little bit about me. What's going on, man? Tap yes, into sir. The music, you know.
Yes, sir. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate you reaching out to us, setting this up, man. Everything, Speedy Quick, shit like that, man. So we appreciate you. But before we get into the episode, we're going to go ahead and give y'all a little preview of what he's been working on, shit like that. Then we're going to jump into it, man.
Let's do it.
Life is crazy, y'all. And all those rich got left for dead and they ain't give me none. Before I hoop, I'm watching Ace fuck up Simeon. Leave while I be hurt, so you think this shit that simple, one. I done fucked some divas, kicked their feet up, drinking plenty wine. Fucked up, that's without you, come back, bae, I give you plenty time. Mr. Hold it in, that's D1 Bucks, I did that many times. Tell him I'm on go, he told me lock it, so my wrist could shine. Yeah. Undefined witness crimes. Oh, you a witness, not a buck, so locked in. This shit get closer around Christmas time. This shit gon' get immaculate, extravagant, just listen now. You ain't give me shit, I'll turn my cheek and tell you kissing that. Playing with Talia, it's like a game, you Corey Kitchens high. Your brother catch a body, you turn your back, you boys bitching now. Competing with a killer, might as well try and grow extensions out. I ain't in the game, but I'm the puzzle piece that's missing out. How you Rico world? You ain't even let the bloom release. You the type of nigga let a bitch keep up the beef. I'm the type of nigga snatch up Maury, let him eat. I told him I'm a Stacy, said can't lay with you police. I dare nigga my city speak up, Betty rest in peace. You could think what you want, but niggas label me as cheap. They know Mad Max and Baby Glock gon' knock you off your feet. I'm the voice for my brothers out here, help protecting me. It ain't no worth you, you gotta fight me. The real gon' prevail and the ones they right behind me. I done came too far to let you niggas do me grimy. It happens for a reason and for me it's perfect timing. Because of your mistakes and what they say, it ain't defining. It only matter to the niggas out here moving lifeless. I understand your pain and your rain, bro, you grind it. Put it on your back and hold it and I see you shining.
Yes, sir, man. That bitch hard.
That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard.
I fuck with the beat, all that.
That was hard.
Lyrics, yeah. Everything.
Yeah, that's one of the ones right there.
So talk to me, like, how that come about? What you was going through at that time, man?
Shit, through that song, I was like, shit, I had my son on the way and shit. And like, I was getting I was maturing type shit. Like, my thought process was going up and shit. Like, I was hanging with niggas. Niggas I called my brothers. Niggas I say who my brothers and shit. And like, I was just seeing, I was kind of like trying to put his life before mine type shit. I'm trying to get out the way, you know, actually focus on the music and do me type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, shit, I just went to stew one day. I was already playing the beat though and writing up to that shit though. But what I was writing, the shit wasn't even hard though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this shit ass. So then I go on the stew. Shit, I just let out everything that was in me on that one. And that shit just clicked together on that. Talk about when I used to play basketball, shit. Saying free some of the bros that's locked up.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you already had the vision for what you wanted to make, and you already had your mission and everything. You were just waiting for the feeling to come, really.
Yeah.
And I feel like as creatives, like if you do content, music, anything creative, art, it don't matter. I feel like that's something like that people can relate to a lot, because a lot of time you be wanting to do shit, you be wanting to create. You might want to go in the studio every day and you know, lay some shit like that. But when there's a passion there, when the feeling there, that's when everything really click, and that's when you're able to just you probably feel like, shit, I got to get this shit out now. It probably hit you like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how a lot of with creatives, it's like, man, once I get an idea, I got to get that shit out now because it's going to leave me. And I know what I want it to look like, and it's lining up right now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Then it'd be like, you be having so much other shit to talk about, too, when you making music and shit. So you will sometimes forget about that, make some whole other shit, and that might be the hit you miss out on. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get there and do it right then and that type of shit. So that's why sometimes I write my shit in my notes, though. Like, I write probably like a little line that I just thought in my head in my notes and say the beat with it, just so I know, like, to do that one.
And that's refreshing as hell to hear, because we live in a time where a lot of niggas not writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas going in the booth and they just laying some shit down and it ain't that. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
And even if it's a case where shit, you write some shit, and like in his case, he said he was writing to it, but he ain't even end up going with that shit. But even when you writing this shit, that could have probably helped him get to that point where, man, I just feel this shit now, I'm ready to put it down. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
And then one thing that I picked up on, like one of the first sentences you said was like being your own critique, you know? Like you're saying, like sometimes like you write and be like, damn, that shit might be ass, might not go with this. So like, being able to sit back and actually realize, like, I can put so much energy and so much more effort than what I'm putting out right now. Yeah. But sometimes that's what we lack as men. Like, you think what you do the first time is it. The whole time it might not be really what you want to actually get out of to people. Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That really just speaks to holding yourself accountable. Uh-huh. You feel me? Like, as a man, shit, you got to... It's going to be times where you got to understand, well, shit, I know I can do 10 times better than this. Yeah. You feel me? I know, and we go back to the vision. I know what I want. So if this ain't it, I'm not finna put out no mediocre work. You feel me?
Yeah, you ain't lying about that one. I ain't gonna lie.
And then I also wanted to ask you real quick, too, like, how did you get your name?
Like, so I started off, I was playing basketball and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was, motherfuckers say I was cold at it and shit, so they called me D1 type shit. Motherfuckers thought I was finna go to college, go to the league, all type shit. But then, shit, I had a kid on the way, and I was like, fuck that. I need to make some money. I need to do something. I think you need $1 million to have a kid. So I'm like... I'm finna fuck that basketball shit right now. So then I moved out my OG crib, moved one of my homies. I was doing good, actually. I was doing good and shit. But then I still had homies who was in other shit type shit. So then I'm getting up with them. Now I'm falling into them. I'm with them, so they gonna put me in whatever's going on just because I'm with them.
Guilty by association.
So I'm just like, all right, fuck it then. But it wasn't just on that. They're my brother, so I'm still going to be with them regardless. I'm going to take whatever come with that shit. Yeah. So then I'm like, shit, fuck it. But fast forward then the Bucks part came because my mama, she from Milwaukee.
Okay. Mm.
So like, and my mama, me and her like this, she got like, me and her got her, she got a hold on me type shit. Anything I do, I try and include her in it type shit. Like, you motherfuckers think Bucks because it's like money or something.
Yeah.
But my mama from Milwaukee, and I used to play basketball, Milwaukee Bucks. So I just threw that on the back of that motherfucker. That shit go with it. So it's like, fuck it.
That's true as hell, though. A lot of niggas that think Bucks, money, they wouldn't even think like, oh, it's really a deeper meaning behind that shit. It's some shit, really both of them, D1 and Bucks shit, they both mean some shit to them. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
And then one thing that, like, you said that kind of stood out to is like, you know, your mom having a hold on you. I feel like that's like a lot of us, man. Like, no matter what, we always gonna make sure like mama's straight, you know?
Mostly everybody be mama's boys type shit. Like, all the boys, that's who you, when you get in trouble or something, you call my mama. that's what you run into.
So bro. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, she got your best interest. Yeah. She ain't going to tell you wrong at the end of the day. Or she might tell you wrong, but you know where it's coming from. She want the best. She telling you, she giving you the best with what she got.
And then, so like, when did you really realize that you were good at rapping? Like, when did it click?
Shit, I think my cousin named Max, I made a song called, when I first started rapping, I made a song called, hairs and nails. So I was like, pretty bitch, I pay for nails and feet or some shit.
Type shit.
And then he was sending it to me like, man, this shit hard. Like, this shit, you gotta go on ahead. Keep getting in the stew, keep going crazy trying, you know? Cause at first, when I first started, I was like, this shit ass, but I never been the type of person like, I'm just finna give up on that shit. I'm gonna keep doing it until I feel like I'm cold at that shit or something. Or I feel like, and I seen with the rapping and shit, like I be listening to other people and shit, and like, motherfuckers be lying. I be like, okay. So then I just get in that bitch. I gotta let a motherfucker know my side, let him know the real type, like, yeah, the real. And I'm like, you know.
It's like, you fail to realize, like, most of this, this should be entertainment. Like, you know, like, what sells, you know? So, a lot of people are gonna lie in their raps, but at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, I wanna ask you that. What's some, now that you've been in it for a little while, what's some about, like, just the music business that you didn't know before that kind of, like, just smack you across the face, like, damn, I gotta do this in order to succeed?
Shit, I say like who you put yourself around and like your past. Like, you can't have no type of, you can't have nothing bad on you, cause you can't have nothing bad on you, and you can't have no niggas around you who ain't got no sense. Like, you gotta have some motherfuckers around you who got some common sense type shit. But I feel like anytime, it's like anytime you doing something good or something, or you on your way to something, like, it's always gonna be somebody hating on you. Somebody, I don't know, you probably, you ain't even gotta hit this girl, you ain't gotta nothing. It's just, it's somebody always gonna be that hating. Somebody gonna try and be a voice to push a negative, like, image on you type shit. So you just gotta, like, watch what you do for real. You gotta, like, you can't even really be you. Like, with music and shit, when you want to just be you type shit and be you, me, I don't get enough for, I'm be me. I'm going to say what I say. Either you going to like it or you don't. But you got to, like, you got to be fake to like, make it. You got to be fake to do it.
So,
like,
basically, what I'm hearing is you saying, no matter how positive you trying to be, no matter how much you trying to do some shit with your life, it's always going to be some niggas that's envious of you for no reason.
Like, you might.
That's facts.
You don't even know. Like, I'll be honest. Like, it's so many niggas that hate on me. I don't even know why. I never hit nobody, girl. I never did nothing to nobody. So I don't even know why. But I just be like, I know it's something about me. So, but.
But sometimes, too, though, it don't even be about you. It just be like the fact that, you know, like, it's like, damn, he in that position. That should have been me. It be like that. But sometimes they don't realize what you had to go through for you to get to that point.
Yeah, I speak on that shit all the time. Like, you can't never say I should be in the nigga spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You don't know what that nigga's doing.
I don't get that neither. Like, I couldn't hate on the next man, cause like, he probably had it worse than me.
And I don't want that, because I don't know what he go through at the end of the day. I don't know how that man, I don't know if he could go to sleep with himself at the end of the night. You feel me? Right. I don't know if he got a good life at the crib. You know, I don't know what he's going through. I don't know what his life entails. I'm just looking at it from the outside and saying, damn, I think I want that. Not knowing the nigga, he's stressed as hell. You feel me? He got 15 things on his plate when you wake up.
Yeah.
Because that's what come with shit, being an artist. You feel me? You constantly running around trying to, shit, get your image out there. You at the studio. It's a lot of shit that come with that.
And one thing, too, that you mentioned that kind of stood out to me, to the fact that, you know, you surround yourself with people that, you know, have common sense. I feel like, you know, we in a generation right now where a lot of rappers that are young right now don't know, you know, certain things, because, you know, you think you know it all at this age. So they be, you know, just be ready to crash out.
Common sense ain't common.
It's really not.
And I think it's just like everybody just want to put out their tough image, like on some, oh, I'm like that and on that. Nobody want to actually be they self, because being they self in this generation, not cool. Like, you got to gang bang to be cool.
So let me ask you something. Do you think, like, do you feel like you have to have that image to be a rapper? Like, you have to have that hard, tough image, not necessarily be a killer or something like that, but you got to have some type of roughness about you. Do you feel like you have to?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Like,
for rap,
I feel like, but for rap, like, if you black, then you gotta have that.
Somebody gonna test you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, somebody gonna try and, like, you gotta have that type of image when you black. But I don't know. It also, I couldn't say I don't know, because I be listening also, like, underground artists, like, they still be trying to have that type of image too. So you can't even say, like, the genre of the music too. I feel like you gotta have
it. I feel like it's just the culture.
Yeah.
For me, that's just the rap culture right now. You feel, rap and hip hop. I feel like you gotta have. It's not too many hip hop niggas that don't got no, you feel me, something rough about them. You know, you got maybe a couple of, you got The Weeknd. You feel me? You got a couple of niggas like that don't really got no roughness about them. But still, for the most part, to do it in rap and hip hop, you gotta have some type of street cred, something. You gotta be tied to niggas who do that. You feel me?
Yeah, and I don't blame him for that. If that's what's getting you paid, if that's what's getting you paid, go on ahead. That's what you gotta have anyway. So, go ahead and do it. That just ain't me though. Like I ain't doing. I'm not doing none of that. You gonna. It's either gonna be you gonna take me how I am, or it's gonna be I'm gonna find another way to get in that dough.
Yeah, I think that's what we at right now. It's a lot of with the younger generation. They trying to because they feel like they have to be that way. So they trying to force some shit that ain't you, bro. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times niggas can see straight through that. When you talking to a real nigga, somebody who done been through some shit, you feel me, who done been through the fire a little bit, they could see straight through when, man, he really not like that. He just put on the image because, yeah, shit, he feel like he got to do this for the rapping, whatever he doing.
That is facts. And then that leads me to my next question too. Like, you know, like, being with your mom and your parents, like, how did that help influence, like, your morals and your principles and things of that nature?
Like, my mom, mm-hmm, she raised me type shit. So like, she basically taught me everything, and she really taught us loyalty though. Like before she even taught us love, cause she not an affectionate type of mama. She not on that like, oh, I love you. She don't like I tell her I love you on the phone or something, she'd be like ditto. I don't know if you know what ditto means, but that means like you too type. Yeah. Like she's not affectionate. So before she show us any type of that, she was hard on us and showed us like real loyalty. She ain't, even if we ain't want to hear it and we ain't like it, she gave it to, mm-hmm, us how we needed it. Like, she always told her, like, if you, like, that's why I test the water sometimes. Like, I'll get on bad terms with you on purpose just to see what you would go do. That go with relationships, homies. Like, you got to get on bad terms with somebody when they mad at you to see who they really is.
Like, I be seeing that shit a lot of time. Like, a lot of time, niggas just be testing. You, mm-hmm, feel me? And you got to understand, like, yep, your girl, she tests you every day, all day. She going to test the fuck out of you. She just starting to shit, see how you going to react. Yep. And the same thing with just the world. You got to understand, niggas is just, they're just testing you to see how you going to react to shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's all life is just a series of tests.
Yep.
You feel me? And I feel like, like you said, you got to really see a person through all them things. You know, you got to see a motherfucker mad, sad, grieving, all of that to really like get a full scope of somebody. Yeah. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
And like, you don't really understand anybody until you fully have a grasp of their emotion.
Yeah,
because a nigga, man, it's niggas and women that could, like, once they mad, they turn into a whole different person. Yeah, they don't have no control over their emotions, their actions, or anything once they get to a certain point.
Yeah.
And I feel like, shit, you might be with a motherfucker for a year until that shit happen. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn.
You like, you fucked
up. Yeah.
Like,
damn.
You like, hold on.
And then, and for your homies, you could be homies with a motherfucker 3, 4, 5, 10 years, you feel, mm-hmm, me? And then you see him in the light, and it's like, damn, you that's who you really is.
Yeah.
And sometimes that shit hurt more than when it's a girl, because this your homie. Y'all,
that's your brother.
Be, yeah. You feel me? It's homies over hoes. We supposed to be locked in for eternity. So I feel like you say, you got to kind of put niggas, you got to test niggas on purpose. Because it could be some real shit at one day, some real life shit that's going out, and you don't want that to be the test,
mm-hmm,
right there. Because if a nigga fail right there, that could be the difference between life and death.
Yep.
And then that also, you know, kind of like lead me to my next thing too. So like, you know, you mentioned you have a kid now, you know, like, how is that process like? You know, like, I feel like as a man, that's when you really like step up.
Yeah.
Like, what's that process like?
Like, I got 3 kids. I got, mm-hmm, 3 kids, but I got 2 daughters. But with my first 2 daughters, I was still wanted to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I still got to hold myself accountable for that every day, like, why I wasn't there. And I was still young, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, 16, 17. I'm like, shit, I ain't really. At first, I had the mindset of, I'm finna do this for her. And then, all of a sudden, I just turned around and was like, I'm finna do what I want to do. Now, I want to go outside with them. I don't feel like spending no time with her. And I gotta hold myself accountable, right, for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I had my son, I felt like everything was, I was seeing everything for what it is. So I was on some, like, okay, I'm finna sit down. I'm finna mature and become a grown man and do what I need to do, because I don't want him following my footsteps and doing something that could possibly, he could lose his life, or he could be in jail for the rest of his life or something. Or, you know, anything could happen. But being a dad, it's amazing though. My son, all my kids amazing. Like, they love me. I wake up in the morning, I ain't feeling myself. You look at them, they smile and cheese and running around. Like, it's like, I couldn't. I've been down, been hurt plenty of times, and I done woke up, and I done seen them. I done been like, okay, it's time to get up, make it happen.
I was going
to
say, so it sounds like that's your why. You got your why in order, you feel me? Why you going hard? And I think that what he's speaking on, like I think it's the same for women. Like, women, when they have a daughter, and for a man, when he have a son, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, damn, this is like the mini version of me, you feel me? And with a man, it's like, that's when your actions really gonna change. You could, with a daughter, you know, you might be still talking shit. You feel me? Man, I want to change, do this, that. Yeah. But with a little, when a dude come, that's when you really gotta, like, kind of change how you doing shit, because he watching your every move. Yeah. From whether you know, you realize it or not, he watching your every move. So he gonna do as you doing, not as what you saying.
Yep. Tell that to the baby mamas. Probably watching, they probably gonna treat the girl in the dog.
Yeah, I'm not. It's just like, it's just how we wire, you feel me? It's like, once, and like I said, for women, it's the same thing. When they have a son, they might still be doing shit. They might still be hoeing. They might do shit differently because they don't have a little girl that's watching them to be up, growing up to gonna be a woman. You feel me? So when a woman has a daughter, she probably gonna start changing how she acting. You feel me? She gonna try, start moving around a little bit differently because I got this little girl watching me. You feel me? And like he say, I want something better than what I have for my seed, you feel me?
Yeah, I fuck with you on that one. You just damn to open my eyes. Another way of thinking of it too, because I ain't never even thought about, like, maybe she got a girl looking up to. I ain't gonna lie, I never even thought about it like that.
Right.
Yeah, you just like, got me with that one.
So with her, she just looking at it from her point of view, you feel me? This my little girl. I'm in order, but the girl really not gonna follow. And so it's a tricky line. She is gonna follow in the father's footsteps, you know, possibly when it comes to, like, choosing a boyfriend and shit like that. But that's so long from now. Yeah. You feel me? You still in the beginning stage, so that's not something you really gotta worry about right now. But with a look, with a son, you feel me? He from birth, he gonna need that.
You the man.
Yeah, he gonna need.
You want to be a man. Every little boy always wants to be a man.
Because even if a motherfucker try to come in at five, it might be too late for certain things that you're trying to implement. And it's like, damn, his mama didn't got him this way. And it might be hard to tell. Like you say, sons, we mama boys. So you feel me? Pop's trying to come in. Man, my mom been doing this with me for
Ain't going to be none of that over here.
Yeah.
My son, he going to learn some structure.
Oh, bro, from birth. That's how I should.
And it need to come from you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, you know, like, I like these type of conversations just because, like, sometimes, like, it opens your mind to a whole other possibilities that you don't even might not think about. Yeah. And I'm glad you're able to admit that, because, you know, sometimes, you know, as a man, sometimes you hold things in not being able to actually admit it. So, on that end, I respect you for that.
Yeah, man. Fellas, we just got to do better at being men. You feel me? I feel like we running from a lot of the work. You feel me? We running from a lot of the work. Our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers used to be out there working their ass off, man, doing shit, real men type shit. Yeah. I mean, I think that we losing that, you know?
What do you think might help?
I think we are trending in the right direction. I think it's putting fathers back in the crib, you know? I do think that contributes to that a lot, with the fathers being taken out of the home. So I think that right now you're seeing a lot more active fathers, and not just active fathers, but like two-parent households where they're living together. You feel me? I feel like that's the only way shit gonna change is you got to have the fathers in the life. There's no other way that the men can be men. You feel me? And I feel like we, in our generation, we kind of unlearning a lot of things because I feel like for us, a lot of us was raised by single mothers. If you in the, I'ma say shit, 18 to 28 range, I feel like a lot of us was raised, what are we, Gen Z? Gen X?
Yeah, Gen Z, something like that.
Yeah, if you Gen Z, I feel like a lot of us was raised by single mothers, men or women.
Yeah.
So I feel like we, at this age, we unlearning a lot of things because we figuring out, damn,
a lot of shit was fucked
up. We never really got taught how to be a man. You feel me? We didn't have no pops growing up. So we was learning things from coaches, teachers, TV, shit like that. So it's kind of hard to, like, we unlearn a lot of behavior. But when we able to have our own seeds and shit like that, we able to, like, kind of see shit for what, like, we able to form our life how we want it to be. Because we got somebody watching us.
That's real. That's real.
Yeah. What you think a change or could help
it? Pretty much what you just said. I just, you know, like growing up, you know, a lot of people didn't have a lot of like father figures. You didn't have like a strong man in the household. And I feel like a lot of boys grew up being that. So now it's like you got to learn, like you don't, like you 21, 22, 23.
That's facts. A lot of boys grew up being a man.
Being that, like you 21, 22, 23, 24, you still don't know half of life.
Yeah.
You might have experienced a lot of shit in your life, but you still don't know the other side of life. So, you know, just learning new things or learning past, you know, behaviors and just learning new things and being able to actually get a hold of who you want to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's probably what's going to help change that.
What you think could maybe help her?
I feel like also like the generation that was above us also, like with the generation above me, I say like, I feel like you're supposed to like, I feel like everybody always trying to down the generation below them.
Below, yeah.
They always trying to down them. Nobody be trying to uplift or upbring them, like try and motivate them to, nah, little bro, go do this, or nah, little bro, do this and do that. It's like they be hating on the generation below them and try to uplift them and help them. Like,
millennials is above us, right, yeah, bro?
So like, if we got some, they hate, they'll probably try and hate on us. And she might be, we might be 16, she might be 16, he might be 19. He probably like, I want to hit that now. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to go tell little bro, like, keep her, man. You know, maybe she'll keep her something. Mm-hmm. Or you might have some shoes or something that you like. You go to sleep, you thinking he's your big bro and them. You wake up, where my shoes go? Like, it's like the generation above us always hate on us. Like,
they more trying to slam us out than put us on game.
And put us on and help us out. So, like, that's what also I be picking up on, too. Like, I know I still got an influence in Bloomington, in the community. I still got a voice. So, anytime I see some kids or something, or I see some of my little brother homies or something, I try and put the right thing in their ear. Like, if you choose to go that route, I'm going to tell you that's where that's going to end. But also, I be trying to tell them, like, it ain't nothing wrong with playing basketball, going to college. Ain't nothing wrong with, you might start you a clothing brand right now, or you might just need some help or need somebody to talk to some about something, how you feel about something. I still be trying to reach out, still let them kids touch me, even though I really shouldn't, but I still do it, though. I still, like, I should show everybody, like, hate. Sure, I should show them that, but I look at my little brothers, I look at my son, my kids, I be like, I can't just be like that. Like,
It's like, when you know better, you gonna do better. You feel me? If I know, like, I know what's the right thing, I'm gonna do the right thing at the end of the day. You feel me? I'm not gonna tell you no, nothing is wrong. I'm not gonna tell you no lie, cause I know I wouldn't want nobody telling me that shit. You know, I'm gonna put you on game, I'm gonna tell you do the right shit. That's really what being a elder person, being the generation above, that's all it is. You feel me? Each one teach one.
Bro, and then also on top of that, you know, allowing them the option to choose.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to tell them, like, yo, this road going to lead to this path. This road going to lead to this path. At the end of the day, I can't make the decision for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pick. And when you pick, just know the outcome that I told you was going to happen. Don't look back and blame me for not, you know. Yeah.
And that's part of being a man. Is like to know, like, I wasn't caught off guard by anything. You feel me? I was fully aware of what could come with my actions, what could come with my decisions and shit like that. So me choosing to go down this path is just, this is me being me, and I'm gonna have to accept what come with this as a man. And I feel like one of the areas as men where we gotta be better at that is like dealing with women, specifically having sex, unprotected sex. A lot of times, niggas are, man, I didn't want that. I don't want to have a baby with her, or I didn't want a baby with her, or, man, she burned me, or this, that. Nigga, you went in raw.
You made the choice.
When you go in raw, what do you expect to happen? Mm-hmm. Feel me? So you can't get mad because you went in somebody raw. She didn't grab you and say, come here, nigga, and put you in her. That don't happen. So at the end of the day, as men, I think that's just one of the biggest areas where we got to take accountability there.
It's like, one thing I've realized, too, though, is like, people don't realize the soul ties that come with sex.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's, like, it's just so, everything is so sexualized on every platform you go to.
Yeah. Over-sexualized. Yeah.
So it's like,
that shit normal.
That's normal.
That shit, it's crazy. That shit it's normal.
Everything is over-sexualized, so you don't really understand. Like, a lot of people have sex without even understanding what sex is for you.
And they niggas do not understand because shit's just so that shit's just so throwing our face now, bro. Yeah. Like even when we was kids, that shit was not out there like that, bro.
You had to go out your way to really go find some shit.
Oh, bro, that shit wasn't out there like that when we was kids. Now, bro, you see that you. Bro,
Instagram.
That shit is in their hands, bro.
Any platform.
Yeah, that shit in their hands. It's crazy. You can't. Ain't no. It's damn near like you can't say your kid at this point. Only thing you could do is like you say, tell a motherfucker, hey, you go down this route. This what could possibly happen. You go down this route. This what could possibly happen. It's education right now. Mm-hmm. I think that's we in the education age. So you got to be educated on a lot of things to know. You know what kind of shit is, because it's a lot of smoke and mirrors today.
Oh yeah.
A lot of niggas trying to get you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then I also wanted to ask you, like, you know, touch on some of the struggles that you've been through that have helped shape how your music has been.
I say, like, when people be saying like struggle and like real struggle, mm-hmm. like I don't think everybody, I feel like everybody always got the same story. Like, I've been through the struggle, I've been through this, I've been through that. But I just feel like what I done been through way different, like, from since I was growing up, like, couldn't even pay the bills. It's articles out here in Bloomington about me. I'm standing on the corner, no shoes on, trying to sell Kool-Aid, help my mom pay the rent. Or it's cold outside, I'm the only one out of her kids getting up, trying to help her out, going to go, if it's shovel snow, rake, leave, do whatever. Like, I'm trying to do whatever possible from link to when Obamacare was out there, we had to get all that. Like, we had to do all that. And like, I still think back on those days, and those like what motivate me today type. Like, and even in today, like, I might stand right here, like, I might be sitting right here, like, shoes, clothes, jewelry, chains on. But this shit took some work. I done had to sit around in houses that had roaches in them. I can't even take my coat off. I gotta be on the couch like this. I gotta sleep with my coat on.
Type
I
shit.
Don't even want my skin touching the couch.
Type shit.
I ain't had nowhere to go. Me and bro sleeping in the car, mm-hmm. or like, but I ain't gonna lie. It's just so much I done been through with a lot of my homies. Like, mm-hmm. one of my main homies, like Tutta. We done been through everything. Like the real struggle. Like, we probably got like $10 more for hungry as hell. We can't even, and then we can't even buy nothing for real, because everything like you trying to go get some chips, them bitches damn near $5.
Yeah, yeah.
You trying to think like, damn, like,
we gotta bust this shit down some way.
But I can't go back to that. I can't go back. So that's why every day I gotta keep on thinking of the right way to get some money. Like,
is coming from that, do that make you more appreciative for any and everything you get today?
Yeah, of course. Like, everything, anything. It don't matter. It don't matter if it's like some jeans or somebody buy me or something. Thank you, shit.
One thing I picked up on this too is like, I read a quote that it was like, a man with no vision always returns back to his past.
Uh huh.
And then for you to actually realize that what you come from, and for you to have the vision that you have right now and to not want to go back, is something that any man could commend, because it takes a lot to be like, damn, I came from this. I don't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
Man, oh, bro. It's kind of like, man, as a man, bro, you it's hard not to want better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or kind of, it's like hard not to want to progress, you feel me? And the opposite of envy is get inspired from niggas. Yes. It's hard to not see somebody with something and say, damn, I think that I could have that. Not, I want his spot, but I think that I can have that.
Instead of hating when you see somebody, think, right, give me everybody time come. Everybody got their time. So, like,
true.
You probably see him with that, and your blessing probably be way bigger than what his is.
Bro, if he got it, I know that I can get it too. It's not one of anything on this earth except you. That's the only thing that is one of is you. That's the only thing that's that's fucking unique. It's just you.
Yeah.
Everything else, cars, houses, clothes, jewelry, all that shit could be made the exact same way as you see somebody else shit. So when you see somebody, it's hard, like as a man, it's hard not to be like, damn, I think that I can have that. Or like if you see you see somebody rapping, you feel me, and you kind of been following their story, and you see them start to blow and shit, it's gonna inspire you. Damn, I've been watching, bro.
Yeah,
I know shit. He been working, I've been working. I know my time coming. Let me keep on going, cause I know shit. It's only a matter of time for my blessings to start to hit just like that.
Yeah,
you feel me? Not damn. Me and bro been working and shit like that. I'm supposed to get my shit first.
Oh, bro.
What the fuck? Not that, bro. Not shit. We working shit. My shit gotta. It's on the way. My shit on the way. You feel me?
And one thing I realized too, like once you always genuine about like relationship or like just meeting people in general, like it always comes back.
Yeah,
always. It always comes back. Like you go into a friendship or a relationship, like oh yo, like you inspire me. Like, you know, just being able to have these type of conversations, like, you inspire me. Like, what are some things that you did that you think if I'm able to do, I can help my situation way better than what I am right now? Mm. But sometimes, like, rather than being, you know, being jealous and envy, ask the person a question. Like, bro, I've seen you been rapping. Like, what studio can I go to? Like, who do you know that you might be able to help me out with?
Sure.
You know, like, just asking the questions. I feel like sometimes, like, we get so bottled up not asking the questions where it's just like, okay. It's fuck him or it's fuck her, it's fuck this.
Yeah.
I think that in this one, in the music business, rapping, hip hop specifically, I don't think that you could do that. I don't think that.
Yeah, because motherfuckers be trying to blackball.
I don't think that you could do that. I think that this is the one instance where you can't. Wait, I mean, you can, but yeah. I don't think there's a lot of niggas gonna give up game. I think before they give up game, they gonna see you to left.
Yeah.
Before they give you any type of game, they gonna tell you the exact the
opposite,
the most dumbest shit you could do. That's what they gonna give you. And I feel like that's because niggas coming from that environment where they just, all they know is compete. All they know is just compete, yeah. compete. It's survival of the fittest. You feel me? Where a lot of rappers and artists come from. So if that's all they know, if another artist or another rapper coming to them trying to get on, no, I'm not finna give you, unless you my brother or some shit like, and even then, they still don't be trying to give up no game. You feel me? So I'm not a random nigga. No, I'm not finna give you no game. And I feel like this the one profession where it's like,
it's okay. Not okay, but
that's just what you gotta know, man. Ain't nobody really, I don't got no friends in this shit. You feel me? And I think that's, we could kind of take it mainstream a little bit. That's what we seeing right now with the Drake, Future, all that shit is them niggas. At one point, all them niggas was locked in doing music together and shit that. Now it's a lot of beef, niggas doing shots and shit like that. But that's, y'all knew, nigga, none of us are friends.
Yeah.
We're just cool because we're all millionaires and we all make good music. Yeah. That's the only reason we cool, bro. We're not friends. I don't know these niggas. So I feel like with the music, you gotta, it's the one profession you gotta know, man. I can't really come in expecting no help from other artists, other rappers. From my team, yeah, my people, yeah. That's why I feel like you gotta have a strong team when it comes to like your, not only family, but publicists, manager, you know, all of that shit. You gotta have a strong team because them who gonna have your best interest at heart.
Thank you for the education.
Because
I didn't really realize that for real though. Like, you know, like sometimes I just thought like, yo, I want to see everybody eat. So, you know,
and like, I feel like in what we do in podcasting, I feel like it's kind of like the music shit. Even though it's niggas that ask us question about starting a podcast, shit like that, and we give up the game right there, easy. I don't get no fuck. Feel me? But I feel like it's kind of like the music business.
Yeah,
niggas, niggas don't really want to see hours.
You know what I'm saying?
If a nigga got a podcast, he doesn't want to see ours do better than his.
Yeah,
that's just.
And if I'm speaking honestly, yeah, I'm happy for niggas that's doing better than us, but yeah, I want to be better. I want to be the number
one. It's a competition,
you feel me? And I'm sure he feel the same way when it comes to music. He happy for niggas that's doing better than him when it comes to rapping and shit like that, but I want to be number one, you feel me? And I think that's anything creative. Mm. Anything creative, you want to be number one. You want to be the best. Especially if you feel like you're the best. If you feel like that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, put it out there.
Yeah. So I feel like what I should is kind of the same, even though we don't treat it that way. They kind of go back to what he was saying earlier, how no matter how positive you being, it's still going to be niggas envious and hating.
Yeah.
I say all the time, man, nah, we don't got no enemies. We positive, we cool, you feel me? But it might be it is niggas hating on us. Yeah. We just don't know. That's we just don't see it. Like, you feel me?
We'll be sitting here right now. You'll drop this podcast. Like, motherfuckers will sit back though and watch you though. Like they'll sit there and watch.
They'll be like,
hating. Like if I don't like you, I don't fuck with you, I'm not watching nothing you do. I'm not doing that. Like they'll, damn, his podcast. Or they'll, damn, how do you want to get to get
on that scene?
And the next thing you know, they gonna be hitting your line, hey, Can I do a podcast with you? That's how it go. Or the next person be like, hey, who what you see in that behind the scenes that you think I could buy for my podcast? Like that's how it'd be. Like that's how it'd be for real.
Type shit, man. And I just think that's anything creative, man. Anything creative, you just it's niggas like they just feel like they the best.
Yeah.
And I don't fault them for that. You feel me? And not for like, it's kind of those things when you signing up for something, you got to know what you signing up for. When you get into shit like that, you got to know like this shit cutthroat.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the perfect word when it comes to creative. It shit's cutthroat. You feel me?
That is true. Yeah. And then also, that leads me to my next question for you. Pretty much is like, when you are in the studio and let's say you don't feel like being in there, like, there's no motivation, there's nothing. How do you push through that?
Like, shit, if it ain't no motivation on that or something. I don't know, I haven't really went through that, though. I ain't gonna lie, I could say if it weren't no motivation or something, I'd probably, like, pay for another hour to sit there and think of something, write something before I just waste my time in there. But I ain't never really been in the studio and I was like, what am I finna... I got too much to talk about, so it's something gonna pop up in my head. But
and I feel like with new artists, they not gonna have that because they paying. I'm paying for this shit, nigga. I'm finna go in here with something to talk about. You feel me? But when you get to the other, like when you just be in the studio and it's just you work with a producer, you don't have to pay and shit like that. Once you might have a record deal or something like that.
Yeah.
It might be times where you don't feel like going to the studio because you hear that shit with a lot of contracts, a lot of people contracts, they got a set amount of time where they have to be in the studio.
Yeah.
And I feel like that if you got that mean they know this nigga really might not be that serious about this shit.
Yeah.
If I got to put in a contract, you got to be in the studio a set amount of, no. That's practice. Practice, nigga?
Oh, bro.
No.
So, pretty much, too, though, like, how has music, you know, helped transpire the way that you live? You know, like, has it, you know, influenced it any ways? Has it, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Like, I say when I'm going through something, like, When I'm hurting or something like that, or I'm just not feeling myself, I can't talk to nobody. Like my mama at work or something, or I don't even feel like going to my mama talk to her about this because I don't even want her to hear, or I don't want her feeling like I'm hurting over this. Girl. So I can just, most of the time, that's where music play a big part for me. Like I go to the, anytime I really want to be in the studio, like all day, every day, I go to the studio and I put it down there. If I'm thinking about it, I hate biting my tongue. So I'm going to like, go to the studio before I go to social media or something, make a post like, oh, I hate this shit. I hate that. Like I'm black screen ass. Yeah,
nigga.
Like I don't even be on social media like that. Like I don't got no social media but Instagram. And I barely be on that. Like I just now got back on Instagram because I just in my head I'm on something. If you wanna get somewhere, I gotta stop giving up. Like I'm always starting over because I'm always stopping. Like, I'll be getting somewhere, then I just be hurt about something, I just stop it. But right now, I'm on some shit like, well, I'm finna take this shit all the way. Like, I got too many people behind me right now that I see really real with me. And I want everybody living like this, doing that. And then also, you get on social media and you see, like, social media kind of make you depressed because you see other people with things that you know you should have.
Especially Instagram.
Yeah. And, like, you be like, I know, it's my time coming. That's why you got to log out for a minute, lock in with yourself and just do you so you get there. Your mama want that crib. You see your ball. You want to buy her that. Everybody, you want to make sure everybody established. Like, and I ain't like everybody else. Like, I be on some generational wealth. Like, I'm trying to make sure when I die, my kids gonna be straight. I don't want nobody needing, hurting for nobody have to go through what my mama had to go through, I had to go through. I wanted to end with me right then and there. Like, that's why I'm on something different. I'm on something different right now. And I got everybody that I keep around me in my ear, like, keep pushing, keep going. My phone stay ringing.
That's probably the biggest thing.
You need that.
If I'm just sitting at the crib, so I'm doing something, they go to the studio, write something up, you know, like. Then my mama, she fully support me, like, she fully behind it. Like, I'm working right now on dropping this EP called Buckle Up. I ain't even like the cover art, but I sent it to my mama. At night she was asleep. I wake up in the morning, she got the cover out. It's her lock screen on her phone.
Okay.
It's also like,
that's all she's seeing now. Tunnel vision. That's all she's seeing.
It's also like, you gotta, I'm telling you, it's like, you will be with some niggas for 10 years and them niggas will switch up on you, but your family ones who you really put trust, they really gonna like push you and really motivate you to do really, and it ain't even because they want nothing from it. They just really see something in you. Like, I don't know, that type of loyalty and love, you can't like get that from in this. I feel like that shit, like, I feel like I be feeling sometimes like I'm an alien or something. Like, you can't get that type of shit from human beings or something. I be having to step out of the world. Like, why is y'all not doing, like, why I don't get it. But I don't know, that's probably just how I was raised. Like,
that's what's up, man. And you brought one of your homies here today. I'm assuming probably family member or something like that.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yeah, shit. And I'm pretty sure if he wasn't doing it, everything that you're saying, if he wasn't in your ear, if he didn't have your best interest, you wouldn't have brought him here. You feel me? So that's dope to see, motherfuckers. I love to see somebody bring somebody. You feel me? I love to see that. That means somebody, oh, shit, he in my corner. You feel me? And a lot of times when somebody brings somebody, that make them feel more comfortable, too. Yeah. It make them, because it's not... Even though it's just him talking, it's still, he got somebody over there where you feel comfortable and we having a great conversation. Yeah. You feel me? I feel like that's a lot of times that'd be the best ones. Yeah. But you had touched on your EP. I just want to touch on that a little bit. You got what you think and how many?
I got six songs on there.
Okay.
I'm already done with the EP, but I'm just waiting for the cover art, because he sent me a cover art, but I ain't like it. So I told him. I'm gonna need something else. How I want it. If I'm gonna put it out there, I want it to how I need it done. Yeah.
Okay, like, you got a date or anything, or a date you aiming for?
Soon as he sent the cover art, and then like he put the songs on each one with the moving motion and all that.
Okay,
I'll probably be. It's gonna be soon though. Probably in the next, like, I know for sure in the next like 2 months.
I'm gonna say summertime.
And summertime. I know when I drop that bitch, I'm going promotion. Everything. Summertime. Everywhere. Like. But it still be something that, but music also do be hard though, cause like support and stuff like that. Like, I be feeling like that everybody knows support free. Like, you ain't gotta do nothing but what, you ain't spending a dollar. Go support them.
I tell y'all that motherfucker, that button is free.
Every day.
That button is free.
And they still be like, nah, I don't wanna do that. I be like, that's why I don't be getting it. But like, that's why you really in that music, you gotta pay for that promotion, the right promotion page. And some people will reach out to you on some genuine and be like, that's hard, I see something in you. And they'll promote it for free for you. And you might come up like, it don't even matter if it's like 5 followers, shit. Two, three followers.
That
two
shit viewers. More than I had.
Right, that's more than what bro. I just had. So like, and then I don't know how long y'all been in Bloomington, nothing like that, but like the support rate in Bloomington, I done had clothing brands out. They don't support nothing. I'm talking about, I sell a shirt for $10. Mm-hmm. You will go fuck with a Miri for $500, but you can't get this, even though you know.
Oh my God! Don't even get me started.
Shit. It's like I don't know.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, especially in the black community too. It's like we all want to look fresh. So don't get me wrong. Everybody will always want to be fresh, but sometimes like the big brands that you overspending half of your paycheck towards. That motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you.
Like, niggas don't realize, bro.
They don't.
The shit, whatever, what's fresh is whatever we say is fresh. Mm-hmm. That's what's fresh. Whatever is in style.
We the culture.
A couple years ago, niggas was wearing all skinny tight shit. Now we seeing shit changing a little bit. Niggas starting to wear the baggy flares. Nigga got on big hoodies and shit like that. We seeing shit change. So it's whatever the style is. Yeah. That's what it is going to be. And I feel like, niggas gotta, as men, you gotta like, you gotta wear shit that fits you. Not all clothes, not all brands is gonna fit you. Yeah. You feel me? You gotta realize that he might have a fucking, I don't know, he might have a fucking denim tears hoodie. That bitch hard as hell. It go, you feel me? Color hidden, everything. It's for him. It's fitting him. You might go try to get the same shit because it's so hard. And that shit, you look like a goof. A fucking doofus with that shit. Bro, take that shit off. Because it's not you. You feel me?
And yeah, on top of that too, one of the things that I want a lot of people to realize too is like, all the name brand and shit that we all want to put on, we all want to wear. Half of the time, bro, you buy you a decent pair of, you know, stuff that you can wear. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, once in a while, you know, buying the $1,000 shoes, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's life. You're supposed to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't make it a habit doing that, because 9 times out of 10, you don't even have $1,000 in your bank account.
Yeah, because you're trying to catch up with juicy other
people. Keeping up with the Joneses.
That's what you're doing. It sucks when people be like, damn, like, I got no bread for food, but yet in your closet you got 15 pairs of
That motherfucking denim tears now.
15 pairs of now shirts. Go $500.
Fuck wrong with them. Cut that bitch up. Eat it now.
She's making no sense to me. And like we always talk about it, common sense is never common. So you can't really fault another person for what they don't know. You know?
Them niggas be knowing though. That's the crazy.
You gotta know. Like, once you buy this hoodie, but you look at your account, you like,
he know how much he got in that account.
But he like, oh my God, on Instagram, they gonna think I'm rich. Bro. No, bro.
He finna eat them likes tonight. That's his dinner, them likes.
Like, motherfucker, like, I got money and shit, but there been times that I think I see something, I'll be like, I gotta have it. But then I think back, look at my account or something, I'd be like,
I can't have
it. You know
it.
What? Fuck it, I'll be back
I
for
can't
it.
Can't have
give
it.
Give me 2-3 days. I'll
bro,
be back for it.
Like, there's something that I saw the other day. It was like, if you can't, like, give yourself a couple of days to see how bad you really want something. Because, you know, sometimes we make decisions based on impulse. Yeah. You know, like, we make quick decisions, rational decisions. Sometimes, like, sit back, give it a couple, 1 or 2 days, be like, damn, how bad did I really want this? And if you want it that bad, go get it.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else stopping you from going to get it.
I'm finna say shit. I use the mall as motivation. You feel me? I go to the mall, shit. Go in every store, see what the fuck I want to get. See, damn, I want that. How much that costs? I want that. How much that costs? I like that. How much that costs? 2 or 3 weeks, come back. Your bread up. You feel me? You might been hustling. You might been saving. Whatever the case may be. But just use that as motivation. You don't got to go in. Bro. You don't have to go in and be pressured into buying some shit. Uh-huh. That shit is going to be here. The mall ain't going nowhere. Nowhere.
It might be lower than what you
first time. Oh, bro. That shit ain't going nowhere.
You might
be
like, damn,
here.
I grab that and something else.
Hell yeah.
Like, also, like, you know, like, being a rapper, like, what is some of the best advice that you can give somebody starting out, or, like, some of the, like, discipline aspect that being a rapper has, you know, have you been able to realize us being a rapper, you know?
I say, like, treat rapping as it's a job. Like, you going to work for an 8-hour shift, treat it like that. And, like, don't give up. Like, even though how bad everything going, when something going good, something bad going to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. But, like, you got to just stay focused. A lot of people can't stay focused through it because they don't see they self. You could probably be as big as Lil Baby or you could be bigger than Lil Durk or bigger than anybody. You could really be big. You ain't got the right people around you, and you also down in yourself. You lowering your expectations. You just gotta think in your head like, if I know I put my mind to it, I know I can do it. Like, I know I'm gonna get there. That's what I do every day. Like, I know I'm gonna get there. It's gonna be crazy when I get there because motherfuckers gonna be like, how you do it? How you get there? Like,
locked in.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting on this couch right now. Two, three months from now, they're gonna be like, "How did he get there?" And then I'm telling you, it's gonna be
locked
crazy.
In. Shit, come watch crazy. This. He telling you. That's all you gotta do. Come watch this.
I ain't one of them. I'm gonna get in that though. I'm gonna get in that one way. I'm too hungry right now. I got too many odds against me. Too many. I'm gonna get in that though. It ain't no way I'm not getting that though. And it's gonna be crazy because motherfuckers gonna be like, "Damn, like." And I don't even want no type of nothing. I'm the type of nigga, fuck you. I don't want it. I don't even want it.
I go get it.
I'm telling you, I'm coming for everything.
And the niggas that say that, man, all I need is a foot in the door. That's all they need, bro. That's all they need. They what Thug say, shit, I had the plan, I just needed the motherfucking platform. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Once those niggas say, I just need my foot in the door, gang, I just need this, I just need that, that's all they need. And they got it. And they got it figured out.
It's about like who you know, like, it's also about networking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get your name out there a little bit, you know, like somebody probably might watch this, might look me up on Instagram.
Facts.
I probably reply like 3 days later because I don't know that, but I'm going to still, is it still open? Like, I'm going to do anything or everything it take where I know that's going to get me further, like going to get me there.
So I'm going to ask you what you think, what's two things that you looking to add to take you to that next level? What's two things you looking at? Man, I got to get this next because I think this will take me here.
I'm trying to think. I say, like, really only thing I say is, like, to get my social media up a little bit.
Media team.
So that could be a media team or a manager, publicist, something like that.
Yeah, I already got a manager. And so all publicist. I need is get my social media up more. That's all. Okay. Get my Instagram a little bit and then have some, because I'm not going to be on the apps like that, though. So I'm going to just probably need somebody who will be on that for me and do all this for me. Like,
because
I'm not going to lie, I don't like getting on my phone and typing. Like, I don't like typing. I don't like doing none of that. So, I just probably going to need somebody who will do that for me. And that'll probably be all. Anything else, I'm coming with it. You ain't got to worry about it.
Like, an idea I have that you might want to implement is, you know how you say you don't like being on social media at all? If you have somebody that, you know, D1 Bucks fan page.
Yeah.
So every time you release some click, you know, it look like, I feel like
a fan page.
Just somewhere where people can actually be like, okay, what's coming up next with him?
Mm.
Like, okay, I've been looking at his life for a couple of months now. Like, when is he dropping the next tape? You know, something to actually keep people updated. So in a sense, you know, like, it's going to take the stress out of your hand from you always wanting to post. So it's their job now.
Uh-huh.
And however you want to pay them, that's between you and them.
Yeah. See, like, yeah, you right on that. Like, see, I be trying to, like, it don't really be too much in Bloomington, to know. Like, with, like, say if it's a party or something, if somebody performing or something, like, I try and, if you had that, like, I still come pop out, still come. I know I'm a rocket. I know they going, I'm gonna have some shit for them to fuck with. I'm gonna come do something. But it's like, just little shit like that. Also with support shit like that, like, anything. Like, if somebody was to reach out to me, I'll reach out to somebody. If it ain't perfect timing for that, then that's cool. Okay, I'm cool with that. But like, it just be on like support. But it don't really even really be shit in Bloomington for real. Like, they got like clubs and shit. I'm not going to the club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't even 21 yet, so
I'm finna say it depends. You have to look at a motherfucking the scenery and shit. Yeah. Where the people gonna be in there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that all factor into it. Yeah.
Also, you touched on, you know, knowing Steffi and things of that nature. You know, like, she be having like parties down here. You know, maybe, you know, like networking. You know, hey, Steffi, bro. No, you know, I got this music coming out. You think at your next party I could perform over there?
Yeah.
You know, just like, sometimes all it takes is like just asking the questions.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, all they can say is no at the moment.
Bro,
it might not be right now, but, you know, because there's a lot of events that are going on this school.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, different finding ways of different avenues to, you know, get your name out there.
Yeah.
It's 20,000 students here.
Yeah.
At least 5,000 gonna fuck with your music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, see, like, I don't know her like that, but I seen on she got that ISU production shit on Instagram and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I be fucking with that shit. Like, that party just over there, I went to that shit. Like, I fuck with what she doing for, like, like, that's some shit you really look up to, and then to be a black woman doing that shit.
Oh, bro.
Like, that's some real hard, that's some real hard shit she make it. Good vibes, everybody come outside, everybody come. That's what Bloomington needs.
That's
need.
Tough,
like,
as hell to do, bro.
Yeah, like, and then she a female doing
that's
it,
though. That's tough to
and
do.
And she get lit, but she also, like, a grown woman type shit. So
Focused on, bro. Like you said, you gotta have that head on right. You gotta be focused, tunnel vision. You feel me?
Like, anytime she got something going on, I'ma definitely hit that line. Them bitches be blipping.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with, I be seeing with, what she be posting on Instagram and shit. Yeah, that should be hard. I had to pop out. I don't even go to parties and shit and go places and shit. I popped out with him. I had to go. Yeah. I said, and look, I texted her on the Instagram page. I said, what's that low? She said that. I said, oh yeah, I gotta fuck with her. I gotta
say
go.
No more on the way.
Bro, that's, like I said, that's one of the best ways to put your name out there.
Yeah,
especially,
yeah,
you know, like, I feel like as a rapper, like, once you get your town or city unlocked,
yeah, That's what I'm saying. Like, it's about who you know. Who you
so much
you
easier.
With. Yeah.
Like, the road to success is so much easier.
And also, like, you can't just be on some, like, selfish shit with it, though. Also, you got to make sure it's still business at the end of the day. So, you got to make sure it benefit both of y'all.
Both of y'all. Shit, like, exactly.
So, you know?
And then,
I think that's before we get out of here, I think that's the biggest thing, like, people got to understand with business.
Mm-hmm.
The shit has to be beneficial for both sides.
Yep.
You can't go to this person wanting to take. What the fuck can I offer them as well?
Yeah.
If I don't have no music, I don't have no talent, I don't have anything to offer this person, why the fuck am I asking them for anything?
Yeah, that's a yeah.
The answer is no. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck on. You got to create some value, bro. Like, I would be a fool to go to somebody, I've never done a podcast before, none of that, be like, hey, I want $1 million podcast deal. Where is your work? Where can I see you talk, nigga? You feel me? You might be dumb as hell. Where you got to be doing something for a nigga to invest in you, believe in you, anything like that. In order for him to hit us, he got to see us do something.
Yeah.
What the fuck is, what can they do?
And that's exactly when he went upstairs, I touched on it. Like, I looked him up on Google.
If I couldn't find him, I wouldn't have responded.
Yeah, I looked him up on Google. I was like, oh shit, he was on College Kid on their page. You know, just, I was like, whoa, like, he actually, you know, doing something for himself. You know, sometimes, like, you know, you just, as people, sometimes you need credentials.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah. Like, who are you for real? You know? And once people are able to understand, like, who you are, that's when they might open their arms for you.
Uh-huh. It's the social proof, man. You got to have the social proof. You have some type of proof that you're actually out here working and grinding or some type of motion.
Yeah.
We got to see that because it's a business. Mm-hmm. So in order for both of us to benefit, you got to be bringing something to the table, too.
Yes.
You feel me?
And then, before we even let you get out of here, too, I wanted to say the fact that, you know, you realize the support that you have around you. You know, like, you have your cousin over here. Like, you realize the people that are around you. And for you to, you know, continue, you know, putting your foot on the gas. Don't stop, because, you know, you've said a lot of things that you on this podcast, and I want to hold you accountable for that.
For sure.
In 2 months from now, I'm going to reach you, be like, it's the EP coming up.
Bro, what a day that. We need a day.
I got you.
I'm going to hit you with an EP. Like, one thing I want to say, though, is, like, I respect the fact that you came on here and, you know, you blessed us with a good-ass episode and for you to never stop working, because I could tell you have something really good.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, we'll see you at the top. We'll see you at the top.
We all going to be there.
We'll see you at the top. For sure, man. But before we get out of here, you got any questions for us? Anything you want to ask us, man?
Yeah, I did want to know, like, where y'all get the name Free Sauce from? I fuck with it.
You taking that one.
I was trying to create some shit, some catchy shit, you feel me? And
first we had so both our first names and last names.
Hell yeah.
Mine is AA, and this was RR, so it was double A and R podcast. And then he went to work with this idea.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. That one deep. I'm gonna be 100 with y'all. That shit probably ass.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was.
that free sauce shit. Motherfucker giving out free sauce. I start saying that.
That's really what it came from. Is like, that's all niggas used to be running around. Hey, we got sauce. We got sauce. We got. Uh-huh. I got the sauce. Who's selling sauce?
Yeah.
We not selling shit. It's free sauce.
Yeah.
This is free sauce. That's literally all it was.
Yep.
Shit, I know sauce. We from Chicago. That's all nigga be. Who got the sauce? We got it. Free sauce.
Yeah.
And off shit, we just trying to create some shit that ring, and we went with that.
And also, like, when you all the guests come on here, you're always dropping free jams, free sauce.
Free, man.
Yeah, for sure. I ain't even gotta ask y'all what it mean.
Free sauce. For real, man. We want to thank you, man, for coming on, dropping gems. Real good episode, man. But before we get out of here, if you want to get a people somewhere where they can, like, connect with you, socials, where they can listen to some music, anything, shit like that.
Yeah, so on Instagram, my name, D1Bucks, D1BUCCS. And then on YouTube, same thing, D1BUCCS. That's really, really all you can hit me on. I can't get y'all my number.
No, yeah.
I'm going to.
But yeah, like, again, it's been a pleasure to have you on here. And, you know, like I said, continue to keep working.
For sure.
Yeah, man. We want to thank y'all for tuning in with us, man. Always, always, always. Make sure y'all keep on tuning with the Instagram page. Make sure y'all go get y'all some merch, freesauceshop.com. All of that, man. Make sure y'all keep on tuning with all of that.
And before we get out of here, please, Freestyle's podcast listeners, never, never stop learning.
Never stop fucking learning, man. Freestyle's podcast, we are out. Yep.